This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Good morning. It is 7 minutes after 9 o'clock and time now for the Wednesday morning talk show. I'm Terry Tote. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Uncle Ralph has the day off today. In studio, we're going to be talking about the autism support group here in the county, and a group that not only is based in the county, but is drawing a lot of folks participating from around the area. We're going to be talking with Lynn Sellers and Kim Draper about that. And Dan Fleming and Andrea Merriman are in talking about the Angel Tree project going on. And of course, they're from our friends at the Security National Bank with the various locations throughout the area. 62 area locations. Not quite 62, right, Dan?
Not quite there.
Okay. But maybe eventually.
Working on it.
We'll be back to chat in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home. Your neighbor and your friend.
Back on the Wednesday talk show, we have Lynn Sellers, Kim Draper in to talk about the autism support group, Dan Fleming, Andrea Merriman about the Angel Tree Project. Let's talk about the Angel Tree Project real quick in case you guys have to exit stage left here or stage right real quick. Andrea, talk a little bit about the Angel Tree, what's involved with this project, who's setting it up and that sort of thing, would you?
Well, what we decided to do is we always like to do something to where we can dress casual throughout the year. And this year we decided to do casual Fridays, and then all the proceeds that we collected from that, we wanted to give back to the Angel Tree, just because kids are usually near and dear to everybody's heart. Also, with Christmas time coming around and the economy being like it is, we thought, hey, you know, each employee will donate $2 a week, dress casual. That means our bank shirt and jeans. And then from there, we were taking donations from consumers as well. It could be a customer or it could be a non-customer, just to save up money to buy gifts for the angels.
That's cool. Dan, did you participate in this dress down thing?
I did, Terry.
I can't imagine you not without a tie, you know?
Well, you know, we do wear ties.
Put it this way, outside of business hours.
Well, okay. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. No, Andrea approached me about doing this, and I thought it was a great idea. And I know my employees really enjoy not having to dress up, and you know, I like to shed the tie every now and then. So I said, yeah, why not? Let's do that. And she took it under her wing and has organized it and, you know, sends out a email weekly of where the count is and things like that. So it's all her baby. I think the bank is probably going to match what we end up with when we cut off on December 6th for the cutoff, and then we'll go out and buy some more angel trees.
That's great. That's great. Now, donations can be made at any of the bank facilities?
Yes, in any of our locations, Witt, Fillmore, Irving, Coffeen.
Okay.
And we'll take any donation, and then I think Andrea and another gal, Lisa maybe, going to go out and buy the angels trees.
All right. So is this strictly cash donations, Andrea?
It is strictly cash donations. Right now, we've actually got saved up $689, which I was thrilled with because it's only been 8 weeks that we've been doing this.
Oh, really?
Right. And we've been able to go. I've picked up some angels from the Hillsboro area at Alco, and then we also got some from Nokomis as well. We're going to try and go back to the trees, and if there's any angels that are left, we're going to pick them up as well. If there aren't any angels, then we plan on just making monetary donations with the leftover money so that they can do filler gifts as well.
That's terrific. So they can stop by any of the bank locations and donate till December 6th.
Till December 6th, yeah.
Correct.
Lisa and I will be going shopping actually on December the 7th. The angel gifts have to be turned in by the 15th, so that way that would give us enough time to shop and get those ready for the kids.
Dan, what kind of customer feedback have you received with this?
You know, some customers have really piped in and donated themselves, and you know, we just have little flyers outside the teller areas, maybe this will spur some more donations.
Sure, absolutely, and you know, the corporate
the businesses of the area do so much to support all the various charities and the various causes, and Security National Bank stepping up to the plate here and doing their part. So
Yeah, we like to give back to the community.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And as far as giving back, we plan on shopping locally as well to support the community as well.
That's good. Now, do you have information on maybe on a website or something that people can go to, Andrea? Or
We don't have that per se, but I do know that Melody Shear is in charge of the Hillsboro Angel Tree, and then the Nokomis Community Closet takes charge of the Angel Tree in Nokomis as well. So
that's great. So do it now because time's running out. You know, tomorrow's going to be December 1st.
Yes, it is.
How did that happen?
Well, you know.
How did that happen? Weren't the Cardinals just playing about 3 weeks
that's
ago?
That's what I was thinking.
Huh?
And it was warm outside,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, we were still mowing grass.
Exactly.
What happened to this crazy weather? Oh, man. I guess we must be getting close to Christmas time, huh?
Must be.
Yeah.
Snow's going
to
be flying soon.
So. Well, they've got some snow, a chance for it in the forecast this weekend, believe it or not. So,
yay.
Ho, ho, ho. Andrea, Dan, thanks so much.
And, thank you, Terry.
And that's the Angel Train. Just contact our friends at the Security National Bank if you need any information. Let's talk about the Autism Support Group, Lynn Sellers, Kim Draper. And Lynn, you were telling me before we went on the air that the meetings have been going very well and that you've
yes.
been getting a lot of folks from around the area.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit. Let's first remind everybody when and where the meetings are.
We meet the first Thursday of each month at the Free Methodist Church here in Hillsboro, 1400 Seymour Avenue.
Okay. And 6 o'clock at night?
6 o'clock to 7:30.
Okay.
Yep.
And what goes on at these meetings? What are, you know, what kind of subject matter do you touch on? What's the,
well,
anything and everything that goes with autism?
We have our first meeting. We just really discussed actually a couple meetings, and then we've actually last month we had a speaker. This month we have a topic on just holiday tips for reducing stress for our kids and that are affected by autism. And so everybody's supposed to bring some resources with them or what's worked for them.
Sure.
And that way, you know, and we have parents that have kids from, you know, every range of age. So, you know, for our very young parents that have very small children, this is maybe new information that, you know, they've never heard anything and really don't know what to do. And so from some of us that have been dealing with this and learning along the way, this is an opportunity for us to be able to discuss, you know, what works, try this, et cetera. So,
Kim, a question to you. I think more and more children are being diagnosed with autism. First off, autism is kind of a general word to cover a lot of different things, if
right.
memory serves me right.
Yes.
Turn that microphone around just a little
okay.
bit there.
Autism is a developmental disorder. It's neurological based, so it means it's involving the brain. Four areas are affected. You've got language and communication, social skills, sensory systems are affected, as well as behavior. And I just read this morning that there are one child is diagnosed every 21 minutes with autism spectrum disorder.
In this country?
In this country. One child every 21 minutes. So it's basically one in 150, one in 100 boys being more prevalent in that diagnosis.
Are the methods of diagnosing it better than they used to be? I mean, maybe autism has been around us for a long time. We're just
yeah.
better at identifying it now.
Absolutely. I think autism has been around. And you think about those kids in your graduating classes that were perhaps a little different or extremely smart or a little eccentric. And you look back now and you think, I think they were someplace on the spectrum.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Absolutely. But we are getting better at identifying and we're seeing it earlier in kids. So definitely it is not too early to diagnose a child before the age of 3. It's so, so important to get that early diagnosis, get early intervention involved, and help these children and families.
I suppose with earlier intervention, you help set the brain paths for the child, and maybe
correct.
They're able to deal with things a little bit better down the line?
Yes, it's helping the child, the family with those, you know, sensory issues. You may have a child who is very sounds can be very painful, certain lighting, certain textures and touch, certain foods that they eat. It can just be very overwhelming for these families. So it's definitely a family-based approach to help these little ones deal with and learn how to best deal with those issues.
And the cost to families with autism, out of sight?
Can be very expensive. I mean, if you don't have a medical card that perhaps would cover, or you don't have insurance private that will cover those extra therapies beyond early intervention, certain diets, when you're talking maybe about a gluten-free diet, it is extremely expensive. In fact, I had a family tell me one time it cost $20 for their family of five, excuse me, to have grilled cheese sandwiches.
Really?
Because of the bread that's gluten-free, the cheese, the butter, and that can be very expensive.
Wow.
Certain vitamins. I know my boys, you know, we take extra special type of vitamins for them, yet might have to accommodate in certain clothing that you wear or bedding that you buy, earplugs, headphones. It just, when you're thinking about the senses, think of everything that is involved. Your
smells and
absolutely, and your whole house might mm-hmm. not necessarily, we're not talking about everyone, might have to be rearranged if you have a child that you know is very involved, who is perhaps hitting his head on the walls or destroying or being, you know, destructive in behavior. But again, it's not all children will react like that. It's a spectrum disorder.
Yes.
Lynn, what are some of the early signs that would lead you maybe to suspect that this you might have an autistic child? And there are probably several.
Yes, and I mean, I can only speak as a parent. What I noticed was my son would eat everything under the sun. You know, when he was a toddler, and but he had just like a fixation on, instead of playing with other toys, he loved these magnetic letters and numbers. And at the age of about 17 months, I found words laying in the windowsill and on the couch. The first word that he spelled was elephant, and then the next two words that I found laying around was jelly beans and jackhammer. And I thought, you know,
wow.
And that was from him. He had a real interest in Sesame Street. And so I thought, boy, you know, I've just got this brilliant son. And he is. But he was not talking. And as he progressed, he still did not talk. And his eating habits became more narrow and more narrow, to where the point was he really, for literally 2 years, only ate French fries and pudding and cinnamon toast, and that was it. It was the texture issue. And I would take him to the doctor, and the doctor would say, you know, he's healthy, and oh, he'll start talking. And, you know, not in any way, shape, or form am I criticizing that. And until we got to school, and for the screening when he was 3 years old, that's when, and I knew that there was something that was not quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, those are those kinds of things, maybe, you know, texture issues that you begin to see. And he would look at me like when I was, one day I was scolding him, and he looked at me like, what is your problem? And,
and he wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I realized he was not understanding what I was saying to him.
Wow.
But yet he had no hearing issue. So.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Now, a lot of us have things we don't like to eat because of the texture or the taste, that sort of thing. So it has to be more than just one thing.
Yeah. I think many of us, all of us, have some type of sensory issues in maybe minute forms. But, you know, in for our kids, the maybe the hearing level is heightened. I mean, my son can hear certain sounds way beyond before I can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And
my son does that with smell.
Really?
I came in one day. I had no cup, no wrappers, no indication that I had been at Subway. I stepped in the door. What's that smell? You been to Subway?
Really?
Mm-hmm. And wow. He could smell it on me. He has my child has a very heightened sense of smell. And so this time of the year, oranges, Christmas oranges, tangerines, we cannot, absolutely can't bring them in. He gags. If you even peel one,
mm-hmm. My son.
He goes completely, not insane, but it's just very right. painful for him,
yes.
the smell, overwhelming.
So if we have, I guess, a few bits of circumstantial evidence, some people call them tics, idiosyncrasies, whatever you want to call them, just with the child, maybe you should start asking some questions.
I think another marker was that I realized, and I've read many times, is that instead of Nathan playing with toys appropriately like his cars, he lined them up. And mm-hmm. that's definitely a flag.
More of a linear kind of type of
yes.
thing.
If you disrupt that line,
yes.
you might be a 15, 20, 30-minute meltdown because you've disrupted that line. Or my son loved to spin wheels. Most kids will take a car and run it and vroom, vroom. He would turn everything over that had a spinning ability and spin and spin and spin for minutes upon end.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, Lynn, your child, very bright. And then your child, very bright as well.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And we're not talking about the level of it's comprehension or intelligence
right.
or anything like that. We're just talking about the ability to use your senses and things that are a little bit out of the norm, I guess.
I think it's I'm certainly not an expert, but it is the brain's ability to organize all the input that's coming in, and it doesn't have to do so much with intellect.
Right.
It's being able to
make those wire connections
exactly.
in the brain, and then being able to appropriately react
yes.
to what's coming in, instead of having meltdowns or behavior issues.
Are they doing? I suppose somebody's doing some research into scanning the brain and taking a look at what's there, and maybe trying to find out what can be done. Or
yeah, I had read a article. It's been a while ago, about eye exams being a possible indicator. And if you think about visual indicators of being really sensitive to light, they had found in this very small research study that when the light hit that person's eye, the pupil did not respond like a typical pupil. So it did not dilate as quickly. And so if you've got fluorescent lights or whatever, if I'm on the autism spectrum, my eye is not going to shut out that light as quickly as someone else who has a typical response. So if you see that, that doesn't mean you have autism. It just can be one of the indicators.
Okay.
I thought that was very interesting.
So when people come to the meeting, and you've only had how many meetings now?
We started in September.
September,
mm-hmm.
So two or three meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Once the topic is completed, do you stand around and just talk amongst yourself as parents?
We do. Concerns, somebody might have a concern, and we discuss, and that's what it's about, is lending support, coming together, and you realize you're not alone.
Yeah,
you realize, absolutely. Because it can be very, very overwhelming, and you go on the internet looking for pieces of information, and it is, you don't know what's good and what's bad. And
yeah. Like a lot of things on the internet,
yeah.
you have to be careful.
Yes. And we've established a family resource. We're kind of all pooling our information, articles, visuals, books, so that you can check them out, check them back in, and kind of share that information.
And then unique to our group is that we do provide child care. Mm-hmm. We have several teachers in the district who have been just wonderful to donate their time and provide activities for our kids. And so they're well, and all the kids are, whether they're on the spectrum or not, in order for you to be able to attend the meeting, you can bring your kids and they're going to be well cared for.
That's yeah. great. That's
yeah.
great.
We have some high school helpers as well as college students that have also helped these teachers with the child care.
Who are all aware of...
And that is very unique, yeah. because 60 miles north, 60 miles south of here, they don't have child care available.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember that was one of the
yes.
things you two were talking about that was going to be unique to your
group. We have
group.
To have child
you
care.
You have to have child care because parents can't come otherwise a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Exactly. And we have families coming from Greenville, Taylorville, Raymond, and then shifting gears, we have the sensory friendly film that we've had once a month since June, and we've had family even come from Jacksonville, I want to be sure to applaud the Eisentrout family for letting us taking that on and working with us to provide that. The family from Jacksonville just said, we're going to be coming. There was a family from Greenville that said, we're going to be coming here because it's welcoming, it's warm. And we've been having a good group, and this next Sunday is going to be the Muppet movie. The new Muppet movie. We did have to change to Sunday because of the Christmas activities on Saturday, but it is always at 1 p.m. the first Saturday of every month.
Except this month.
Except this month. Yes.
And the Muppet movie will be fun for everybody.
It is.
I love the Muppet.
It's a sensory-friendly film.
Yes, absolutely. For more information, give us some phone numbers people can call.
217-556-9535.
All right.
And my phone number is 217-710-3598.
Do you have a website set up or getting there?
Not yet. We're getting there. Okay. It is our plan and purpose to establish a nonprofit so that we can get some grants and help our families even more. And with that, we hope to have a website and many other things coming along.
And you're always welcome to come back and talk.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, I know that this affects so many families
it does.
Which has been in the past ignored. And we just kind of push it off and says, well, that's just the way they are. And they have needs too. So
absolutely.
We need to take care of that. Kim and Lynn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Andrea, very quickly again, before we run out of time, give us a quick synopsis of how folks can donate to the Angel Tree Project.
Anybody can come to our branches in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. They can make a monetary donation. We're taking donations till December the 6th, and then we'll be shopping on December the 7th. So,
Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC. Is that right, Dan?
You got it.
All right. All right. Andrea Merriman, Dan Fleming from Security National Bank. Thanks for joining us. Lynn Sellers, Kim Draper with the autism group that meets here once a month in the county. Thanks so much for joining us. And that's it for our program on this Wednesday, brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. The man, the myth, and the legend, Earl Sorrells, up next with the opening market report here on WSMI AM 1540.